Thank you for introduction. So this talk, my talk is for students, not for professor, okay? And thanks to the tolerant type theorem, so thanks due to Piatetsky, Shapiro, and Shafari Beach. So to study the K3, is nothing but studying lattices, so by Toleri. Okay? So in this talk first, I introduce some lattices, and then I introduce a period domain of K3 and end case. And then I will discuss automorphisms. Automorphisms of K3 and end case. So in particular, I will show you the description of the automorphism group for algebraic K3 and definition of symplectic and non-symplectic automorphisms, and also a relation with Mathieu group M23, so Mukai 7. Okay, and finally, so if I have a time, I introduce automorphic forms, so Bochas product. So this is a automatic form. Automatic form on type 4 domain. So yes, period domain of K3 or end case. Type 4 domain with known zeros and poles. Okay, this is my this is my plan. Okay. So I start the lattices. So lattices are so free D module L together with a integral valued non-degenerate symmetric bilinear form. Okay. And just a moment, I forget. And if we tensor R, then this is nothing but the quadratic form over R. So one can define the signature of lattice by the signature of quadratic form. Okay? So signature PQ. And if P equals 0 or Q is equal to 0, then L is called definite. And in other case, so both are positive, L is indefinite. Okay? Maybe everybody knows. And lattice L is called even. Even that if so all intersection number, self intersection number is even. And also L star is denoted by, so L star is a dual lattice L. And then so there is a natural map sending X to linear form, okay? But this map is injective because L is non-degenerate. And the quotient is denoted by AL. This is a finite abelian group. And its order is denoted by DL. Okay? Okay. So the example is under one more definition. L is called in modular. So if L is isomorphic to its dual, then example is And then example is so I denote by U hyperbolic plane, not H. Okay. D2 0 1 1 0. And also for a lattice L and a non-zero integer, so I denote by Lm is on the same free Z module, but a bilinear form is multiplied by M. Okay. For example, U2 is D2 0 2 2 0. Okay. The next example is root lattice. Next. Next example is root lattice. So by definition, so root lattice is a in this talk class negative definite lattice generated by minus two vectors. And the root lattice is a orthogonal direct sum of the ADE type, so AN, AM, DN, EK. So here AM is a, it's a Dynkin diagram is like this. So all vertices is corresponding to a base of this lattice. So all of them are minus two vectors. And two vertices join this is R and S, then this time. Lines. Okay. This is a Dynkin diagram. So this is a type of AM and DM is like this. And also E6. This is E6. E7. And E8. Okay. And the discriminant is D is equal to M plus 1. And this is Dn. This is the discriminant is 4, 3, 2, 1. So E8 is a unimodular. Okay. This is a root lattice. And next example is unimodular lattice. So for example, the following holds. So L is an even unimodular and the signature is PQ. Then difference of the signature, P minus Q, is divided by 8. Okay? And moreover, if L is an even unimodular and indefinite, then L is uniquely determined by its signature. So PQ. So if, for example, if P is greater than Q, then Aries isomorph to U cube. This is a direct sum of Q copies of U. And E8 minus 1. P minus Q is divided by 8. So. And other case, so you can, this is an exercise, so write down. Okay? Similar. So, indefinite case, classification is very simple. So, isomorph class is determined by signature. But the definite case, not so. So, in the case of definite case, it's not unique. So, remark is definite case, definite unimodular. So this here is the table. So rank is divided by 8. Okay? So rank is 8, 16, 24, 32, so on. Huh? Oh, yeah, definitely even in meter. Thank you. And the number of isomorphism classes. So this is a unique, you know, one, E8, right? And this case is a two. So obvious one is a direct sum of two E8. And another one, gamma 16. Later, I will give you how to construct this gamma 16. And this is a 24. And these 24 lattice is called Niemeyer. Niemeyer lattice. And this case is more than 800 million by using the mass formula. So I don't know the classification. Okay. So, and I want to tell you some properties. So let N be a Niemeyer lattice, and denote by Rn, the root sublattice, generated by all roots. Then Rn is empty, so Niemeyer contains no roots, or rank Rn is 24. This is a remarkable property. Moreover, we have three. Oh. Each irreducible component. Irreducible means the diagram is connected, so AD type. Each irreducible component of Rn has the same Coxeter number. Yes? Has the same Coxeter number. So Coxeter number is number of the roots divided by its rank. So for example, Rn is A124. A to 12, so there are 23 classes, and 23 isomorphic classes of Niemeyer lattices are determined by root sublattice. And later also I will show you how to construct Niemeyer lattice of type A124. Maybe 10 minutes later. Okay. This is an example. Okay. Now, 15 minutes. Understandable or? Okay. So this is a unimodular lattice. So unimodular implies, so this, yes? Does not move. First, are you? This is my ear is small. Okay. So. Unimodular means this quotient group. This is trivial, of course. Huh? Opposite. Sorry. Maybe like this, no? This is okay. Okay. L is unimodular, this group is trivial, but in general this is not. And next is important invariance of lattices, that is L is even lattice, then one can define some form on this finite Abelian group. Value is Q mod to G. So if you take X plus L, then send to this to XX mod to G. This is well defined because we consider even lattice. Okay? So this is a map. This is called a discriminant quadratic. This is very important. Okay. And then now I want to introduce over lattice. So from starter sum lattice, one can get some another new lattice called the over lattice. So again, L is an even lattice. And then consider the subgroup of AL. This is a subgroup such that this form vanishes identically. Okay. Then you can define the subgroup LH. Okay. That is X. So X mod L is contained in H. Then this is a even lattice. Because this form vanishes identically. Okay. So this is a, of course this is contained L. And this is called over lattice. In general, so how to first this one. In general, so L prime and L, both are even lattice and the same rank. Then L prime is called over lattice. So ovalatis over, L prime is ovalatis. Bijectively correspond to finite subgroup of L. So this current form vanishes, identically zero. Okay? So if you start H, L H is ovalatis, I show you. And on the other hand, if you take ovalatis L prime, then take the quotient. This is a isotropic lattice, isotropic subgroup. So so if you want to construct a over lattice, you can find you should find some subgroup, totally isotropic subgroup. Okay. Okay, this is the over lattice. So now I want to take two examples. First one is a gamma 16. This is an even unimodular negative definite lattice for rank 16. So how to construct? So I take D16. So this is so R1, R2, R3, R4, R16. Maybe R5. Okay, then this group is two elementary of order 4, and one can, for example, the generator is R1, R4, R6, R16, and R2, R4. R6, R16. So you can easily check. So both contain the dual of L. You can check. So, for example, R3 meets R1 and R4. So it's okay. And then, so how many roots appear here? So this is, I think, 8. H root here, and disjoint H root. So intersection number is minus 2 times 8. So this is minus 4 vector. So this group gives you a isotropic order 2 vector. Okay, then you can get the over lattice here, index 2. If you take one of them, index 2. But the discriminant is 4, index 2. So this is discriminant 1, unimodular. Okay? Also, you can choose this one. Then you can get another L2 prime. Both of them are isomorphic, but different as a over lattice. Okay, this is one example. And this is not isomorphic to E8 plus E8, because due to one of them contains a root lattice of type E8, but another contains D16, so we can distinguish. Direct sum? Yeah, that is, of course, I told you the theorem.
Just because the geometric family I was considering the unpolarized.
Yeah.
The two vibrations correspond to
polarization. So you take the U.
Right, and the orthogonal complement to U in two cases, E8 plus E8 is the standard vibration. And the
geometric family. Yeah, like that. Okay, the second example is Niemeyer. Second example is I start A1 24. In this case, AL is F224. Okay? So each A1 contributes to F2. Then, then there is a subgroup, maybe G, subgroup of this group called a binary Golay code. So the property is G contains 1111, okay. And for any vector in G, number of non-zero entry entries of X is divided by 4. And one more. Divisible. And if X is non-zero, then number of non-zero entries, non-zero of X is greater than or equal to 8. Then this is then as under also I forgot dimension G is 12. Okay. Then G is a isotropic subgroup again because non-zero entry is multiplied by 4. Okay. And each from each entry minus 1 over 2 appears. So minus 1 over 2 times 4 is minus 2. That means this one form vanishes on G. So you can get applying this correspondence, you can get overlap. Sorry. L has a discriminant 224, and so you have A124, and you get some overlaps here. And this discriminant is 224, and index is 212. So then you get a unimodular lattice here. And by this property, no new rules appear here. Only 48 rules appear. Okay, by this condition. Okay, this is a Niemeyer lattice of type A124, and this maybe I should introduce here Mathieu group. What is the symmetry of this lattices? So what is the orthogonal group of this Niemeyer? So divided by Weyl group, A124. Weyl group is just a minus one, so on each factor, okay? So this group is isomorphic to Z224. So modulo Weyl group, so this group acts on the acts on the coordinate. So this group is a subgroup of S24. But it has a condition preserving the G Golay code. So this is a definition of M24. So M24 is a symmetric group of 24 letters here, preserving this subspace. Okay, this is the M22. And later, M23 appears. So M23 is a stabilizer of one coordinate. Okay. And this is a first example of finite sporadic simple group. So maybe you know you are Joe Mackay. Okay. So this is an example. And finally, I want to explain the primitive embeddings of even lattices into universal lattice. So for example, a Picard lattice. So Picard lattice is a K3 lattice is even unimodular. And the Picard lattice is a primitive sublattice, also transcendental lattice. So I want to explain maybe Nicodian theory. So primitive. Groups of even lattices into even unimodular. Okay, I start L is a even unimodular. And S is a primitive sublattice. Primitive means L over S is a torsion free. So primitive means then let T be the orthogonal complement of S in L. Then T is also a primitive. This is a primitive sublattice. Then direct sum of S and T is a sublattice L, sublattice in L. And L is a over lattice. Okay? This is a over lattice. So you can apply the some correspondence there. Okay. So H is a quotient. S plus T. Then this is a isotropic. So QS, so here this quantum is a direct sum, QS plus QT. So with respect to this form, H is a isotropic. Okay. Then then following fold. So here S plus A T and consider the projection to the first factor and the second factor A T. And here is a H. Then to restrict the projection to H, you get a map here, of course. But this is bijection. Also, this is bijection. This is a first claim. And also, so you can also QSX plus, and composite this isomorphism. One can get the isomorphism from AS to AT. I do not buy gamma. Then gamma S is equal to zero. Okay. So this is nothing but this one. You need a crew for, this is very easy, so. For example, let me show you. Okay, so take a vector here and write so take any vector here and write a sum of S star and T star. Okay? Because this. And assume so XX bar 0 in AS. Okay? So if the projection is not injective, then I assume so the projection is not injective, then so some vector goes to zero. Okay. Then what happens? So then x equals this vector is in L. I mean, maybe not this one. Xt is in L, right? But some multiple is contained in T. So this is a torsion. Okay. So now T is a primitive, so this means XT is contained in T. So this means X is model, so inside here, this vector is zero. Okay. So this map is injective. Also this map is injective. But order of H is equal to AT. So this means this map is bijective. Okay, this is a proof. And conversely, so if we start two even lattice and gamma is an isomorphism of the different groups such that satisfying this relation, so Q minus QSX equal to QT gamma X. Okay. Then there exists a even unimodular, such that S is a primitive sublattice and T is an orthogonal complement of S in L. Okay? This is also easy. Maybe easy exercise. So consider the gamma X. This is a subgroup of S plus T and isotropic. Okay? Then you can take a over lattice. You can take a over lattice. This is isotropic subgroup with respect to the discriminant form here. So you can get the over lattice. But you can easily see, so discriminant is 1. So this is even unimodular. And maybe primitivity comes from gamma is isomorphism, so this embedding should be primitive. So this is a proof of the combos. And the example is for example, L is E8 and ST. S is A1, then complement is E7, okay? And A2, E6, A3, D5, maybe. So D4, D4. And then also, for example, I want to show you some corollary. So L is a even unimodular, and S is a primitive, and T is an orthogonal complement. Okay? Oh, too bad. Okay. Another. And then and assume if you take some isometry of S, isometry of S, such that it acts on discriminant trivially, then this isometry can be extended to isometry on L. So there is an isometry L such that G tilde is an extension of G, and G tilde acts on T trivially. So this is a easy corollary. Okay? I'll show you. If you take this isometry, this is the isometry of S plus T. But of course you can consider S star plus T star here. But this isometry, by the assumption, this isometry acting trivially on the discriminant here, difference of here, okay? By definition, G acts trivially, and identity acts trivially also. So this means, so here is L and S plus T. So this quotient, this isometry acting trivially, this means L preserves, L is preserved. Then G tilde preserves L. Okay. Okay. And also, for example, one more corollary. Similar one. For example, natural map. This natural map is surjective. Then, so for any isometry of S can be extended. Oh, to the one on L. Okay. This is similar, and I want to emphasize. For example, to find the maybe behind the blackboard. No. So if L and S are given, and then when S can be embedded into L, so this is a big problem. So we need to find a suitable T. Okay. So existence of suitable T. This is a problem. Okay. So I want to give you one sufficient condition due to Nicoli. Okay. So this is a problem. Nicoli. So T is a even indefinite lattice such that rank T is greater than or equal to L plus 2. So here I will explain later. Then T is uniquely determined. Uniquely determined by its signature. Signature and discriminant form. And this natural map is surjective. And this LAT is a, this is a number of minimal generator of finite abelian group. Okay. So, for example, the uniqueness means the uniqueness of the embedding of S into L. And this condition also you can apply this kind of extension problem. Okay. So this is a first section, introduction to that season. Almost 50 minutes. My time is 50 minutes. So maybe I stop. It's better to stop here. Tomorrow I will introduce a period of, maybe somebody introduce a period of period domain explicitly. Okay, so anyway, I stop. Thank you.